Good morning. How are you? Blessed as we begin this new church year, first Sunday of Advent. And when we listen to the gospel and we listen to the other readings, we begin the church year always with the end in mind, huh? And so we begin the church year with the end of the world, the end of our life in mind. And it's so appropriate that we begin today with Jonah, Eric, and we remember James Wheeler, who just passed away this past week, and someone who will be born born to life in the church today, little Jonah. And so what I want us to do is all of us reflect sometime this week, and you can begin now, on your own death. You know, it's a good thing to remember and think about the moment you die and you're laying in your deathbed and you get to reflect on your past life. What, again, do you want people to say about you? Do you want God to say about you? Do you want your family to say about you, your neighbors say about you, the people that just met you once? When you're dying and you have to think about your whole life, what is it you want people to say about you, huh? I know when I stand and I'm on my deathbed, I want to be able to, right after I die, be able to hear God the Father look at me and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I want my parishioners, if I'm still a pastor then or an old retired priest, I want my people to say who I was with them that he was faithful to God, faithful to church. He never did anything scandalous much. He sat there and he was faithful. He loved God and he loved others. I want the same thing for my family. What do you want? Because when you think about that moment, the way you end your life, you get that ending by how you live your life now. And so if you were to drop dead now, would they say those things about you, the ones you want to hear? Or would they say, "I'm glad that one's gone. Whew, a miserable human being." Now, some of you might want to say that about me when I'm gone, but I think some of you will go before me, so you won't have to say that. Nah, 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 nah. But anyway, this past week, I got to be in, I went up to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and dealt with Robert Rogers. I don't know if you remember Robert Rogers. He spoke here at our parish a while back. And Robert has a very interesting story that he went, and again, when he was young, married young, very strong Christian, sat there, him and his wife tithed from the moment they got married. They prayed every day together. They had four children, well, five. One first child, perfect little child, got pregnant again, and he happened to stay home because she was pregnant and just had a second cup of coffee, and she passed out, and she had one of those myotopic, whatever, pregnancy. He just got her in time for the hospital because everything burst, and she would have died. They told her she'd never be able to have another child, so they went to China, and they adopted a little baby girl from China who had a heart murmur. And they loved that child. And then she did get pregnant again. And this time when she got pregnant, she had a little baby boy who had Down syndrome. And then she had another kid after that. So one was in heaven and four were on earth. And one day they're in Wichita, Kansas, and they're driving back in their minivan and they're singing "Jesus Loves Me" and all this kind of stuff. And all of a sudden it starts raining. And then a 6-foot fast flash flood came and took their vehicle and put it into the river there. And they're going down, and they're, you know, trying to calm the kids, and they're talking about "Jesus loves me," and they're calling people and say, "You got to pray for us. We're in the middle of stuff." Robert kicks out the window. When he wakes up the next day, there he's in the room, and there's the police officer, and then there's his the priest, and saying, "We're very sorry, Robert, but your wife and children died yesterday." And what does he say? "Though he slay me, still I will praise him." What? I remember the first time I heard that. I'm like, "What? That's what you said?" You know, most of us, we have one little bad thing happen to us. Oh, something bad happened. We hate God. We hate everybody. We live a miserable life for the rest of our life, just hating and being miserable. He sits there and says, "Though he slay me, still I will praise him." And then he has a great thing called living a life of no regrets, because he told his wife every day that he loved her. He told every one of his children every day that he loved them. And he loved them with all his heart. So when they went, he knew that they knew that they were loved. And he had no regrets about how he loved those children and how he loved his wife. He then went and took those four children who had passed away, and he started an orphanage in different continents throughout the world and named for each of those children. He has a great ministry called Mighty in the Land. and he has orphanage. So his four children who died, they gave life to all these other children throughout the world. And then he's a true Job because God brought another woman into his life. He had four children, two boys, two girls, and he just had another one, number five, a little boy named Solomon Gideon. What a name. And he asked me to be the godfather, that poor kid. And so I drove 6 hours up, was there for the baptism, great baptism, had a very fast meal, got back in the car and drove 6 hours back. But as I was thinking about Robert and his life, to live a life of no regrets, he lived a life of love, and he still does, and he made sure he told the people he loved that he loved them. Now, when you hear the gospel today, it's very strong about some people will die of fright. Huh? And you got to be prepared for when Christ comes. And then Paul tells us how to be prepared. It's very clear here, huh? And if this is the first and most important thing Jonah will ever learn, it's the greatest thing. It's his brothers and sisters. May the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you. So to strengthen your hearts, to be blameless in holiness before God our Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus and all his holy ones. So what's Paul saying? If you want to be prepared for the end, if you want to be able to stand erect when he comes because your redemption has come, then live a life of love. And when you live a life of love, you're going to grow strong. You're going to get strength from living that life of love, and you will become holy. Because God is love. And the more we love, the more like God we become. So again, I had to mass with seminarians this week, and I says, you know, when you're dying one day, it ain't going to matter. You were right, and you were orthodox. Ooh! Were you God like God? Were you loving? Were you loving? So for all of us, we got to make sure, you know, some people, when I give these love homilies, some of you think, and some of you are listening online, sit there and think Father's getting soft. Shut up. I'm no way getting soft. It's easy to be angry, is it not? It's easy to get angry. It's easy to blame God when things don't go right for you. Robert could have blamed God and lived a life of miserableness for the rest of his life because how bad he had it. It's easy. It's hard to love. To love God no matter what's happening. To love others in spite of how they are. It's hard. But when we truly decide that we're going to love, that's when we grow strong and that's when we grow whole into holiness. So I want to encourage us as we begin this next year that we make a resolution that this is the year that I will become more loving. This is the year that I not only will love, not only the people who it's easy to love, even pagans love people in their families, but do as Jesus says, to love our enemies, to love those we don't agree with, to love those we struggle with. That this will be the year that we decide that we will become people of love. And this will be the year thing that we focus on every day. So every day we focus. Am I more loving? Am I loving? Am I giving away my life? Am I telling the people I love that I love them? Because you'll have no regrets if you do that. You're not going to lay in your deathbed and say, I can't believe I told the people I loved that I loved them and I love people. Stupid, stupid, stupid. You will never think that. I promise you. But if you're laying in your deathbed and you don't tell the people you love that you love them, you don't love people, you'll regret your life. Because in the end, it's the only thing that matters. And Jesus tells us today, if we love like that, we will become like him and we will grow strong and we will be holy. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? Made you know his love today and forever. Amen.